This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I have with me today, all the way from Sydney, Australia, Emily Hu. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Thank you. And hello, everyone.
All right. Well, you are a first-time guest on this show, and we have an album feature today for the album Let's Pretend. But before we get into that, I want to learn a little bit more about you. Tell us about yourself, about Emily Hu, and how you got into to make children's music.
Yeah, I will just start by saying that I have a cat on my lap who is purring very loudly. So if you can hear purring in the background, that's Millie, who's come to join in for the interview today.
Welcome to the show, Millie.
So my background is in acting. And so I went to drama school and studied acting. And actually, when I finished drama school, I thought, I just want to do straight acting theater. I want to do Shakespeare. And so I kind of set about doing that. And then I had a bunch of auditions and things. And one of the auditions which I ended up getting was for a children's TV show that I think was only on in Australia. It's called Jay's Jungle. And so I was on that and we did, I don't know, I can't remember, 30 something episodes per season or something. It was a lot. And I was working with people who had been on other children's shows and kind of learning from them. And I got to the end of it and I went, oh my gosh, I love that. And I think I might be good at it. And I didn't realize that I had those skills or could develop those skills or that I would find a passion for it. And that was what I really came away from it thinking and feeling. And so I thought, okay, well, how do I get to do more of that? How do I be a children's performer? What does that even mean? What is that? And then I don't know. It was a bit spooky. I literally got a phone call from someone that I had worked with at drama school who had nothing to do with anything to do with the children's stuff or anything. And she called me and she goes, hi, I've just seen you on my TV doing this kids show. Gee, that looks great. My husband is a music producer and he said to me the other day that he would love to work in children's music and is kind of looking for an artist to work with. Would you be interested? And I was like, whoa, that's full on, because I literally just thought, how do I do more children's songs? So then I had a meeting with her and her partner, Rob, and another really good friend called Peter. And we just kind of sat down and talked about what it would be and how it would be. And we all gelled really, really well and all have continued to have, so this was about 4 years ago, so we're about 4 or 5 years in to being Emily Hu. We all have completely different skills. So I'm obviously the face of it and I do all the shows and, you know, I'm Emily Hu. But, you know, Rob is an amazing producer and sound engineer and can do all of those things that I don't fully understand. And PB is kind of really, he's the musician part of it. So he kind of often will record a lot of the instruments that go into it. And the three of us will get together and have a jam and write songs together and everything. So it's an amazing team. And it was one of those moments where we all sat down and it kind of went, oh, cool, we can do this. And for me, just such a joy because it meant that I could keep doing this thing that I discovered I had such a deep passion for. And it's been an exciting, wonderful thing I hope I get to do forever now.
And what inspired the name Emily Hu? How did you settle on that?
Yeah, you know what? I actually didn't like it at first. because my real name is Emily, so it is it is my actual name. My last name in real life isn't Who, but I can't even remember whose idea it was. And I initially was like, nah, I don't know. I don't think it's quite right. But we were talking about the very first song we wrote is called Who Is Emily Today? And it's about playing dress ups, but dressing up to be whoever you want to be. And enjoying that concept of like, hey, you know what, kids, like you can be anything you put your mind to, and trying to kind of give that message out. So as we were working on that song, that kind of really became the original brand of like, you can be whatever you want. And I think that's why it just sort of stuck. I think we had an initial discussion about it and then didn't revisit it. And then it just kind of happened. And I don't know. Yeah.
So it
I
just
love
kind
it now.
Just
I'm glad
kind of,
that it
kind of stuck at the time. But
yeah, it stuck at the time, and it's now it's perfect. Like it feels completely right. And yeah, it's a fun alter ego to have.
It sounds like the stars have a way of aligning for you. So
I know, as I'm retelling this, I'm like, wow, I'm very lucky.
All right. Well, let's talk about your album. So the album is called Let's Pretend. And what album is this? Is it your second, third?
It's our fourth album.
Fourth, nice.
Yeah, I think just because of lockdowns and COVIDs and things, that was when I was going to launch the live part of the show. And so that obviously didn't happen. So it kind of just meant that we just had more time and everything to just write more songs. And generally, because the creativity is what we all love, that has tended to be the priority rather than like building a brand or marketing or, you know, I mean, obviously I'd love it to grow and I'd love it to be more of a full-time thing and all of those things. But because we just love writing songs and we're really passionate about music and music education and education for children and entertainment and all of those things, I think the reason that we have done one album per year is because whenever we get together, we just write a song and it's really fun. So
totally understand that. That's kind of the pace that I'm on too. It's
yeah.
Before I'm done an album, I'm already thinking about the next one. So
yeah,
I think that's just going to be the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Let's Pretend. So what was some of the inspirations and stories behind the pulling together of this album?
Well, like I said, it is kind of a thing where whenever we get together, we write a song. So I guess sometimes it started to be more based on my experience of performing. So now that I am doing more Emily Who shows around, I'll kind of start to learn like what kids like, or also I'm an auntie now. And so getting to know my nieces and nephews and so some of the ideas that I have are with literally playing with my nieces and nephews and going, Oh, we need a song about this. Or like a live scenario where I go, oh, I make this joke every show. I wonder if I could turn it into a song. and so this, I think, kind of had that. And we never really set out to make a theme. It's more that we'll write songs and as we're working, we'll kind of go, oh, there's a theme appearing. Okay, let's follow that. What else would, if we're doing that theme, what else do we need? You know, like the first album was called A Day for Adventure. So we were kind of really thinking about exploring and adventuring. With Let's Pretend, there's lots of imagination songs and pretending to do lots of things. And again, like it feeds back into the Who Is Emily Today, Emily Who kind of brand. Yeah, so I think that sort of happens. And all through all of our albums, we have interstitial little poems. And so they usually come last because there will be kind of a way to keep bringing together that theme and those ideas. And also as a person, I love poetry. So I love the idea of including some poetry for kids as well and starting to introduce them to, starting to introduce them to the spoken word and everything as well.
Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to feature 5 songs from Let's Pretend. So let's jump right into the first one. The wonderfully titled Does a Duck Go Woof? So
yes.
Tell us about this song.
Well, As I just mentioned, sometimes my songs come out of live experiences. And I have a show that's called A Day for Adventure, same as the first album. And in it, I sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm, because I've tried to sprinkle well-known songs throughout the show. And every show, I started doing this thing where I'd go, oh, you know, I went and saw Old MacDonald's Farm the other day, and I saw a cow there. That cow went, bah. And then the kids respond live and they go, no, it doesn't go bah. And I go, oh, what? How does a cow go then? What does go bah? What about a duck? Woof, woof, woof. And they go, what? No. And it's such a like beautiful way to engage small children and get them to laugh and get them to think and get them to engage. And I had been doing it for ages. And then I literally, we got together, my team got together one day and we're kind of like, okay, what do we need? What else do we need for this album? And I went, look, I make this joke every single show and it goes so well. Is there a song in it? Like, what do you think? And so we started just playing around with different animals. And I will say though, it's been one of the hardest songs to learn the lyrics of, like remember the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many animals and they're all wrong. So I find myself like having to remember, I mean, does a duck go woof is the title, but you know, does a duck go quack? I mean, does a duck go woof? Like I've got to remember the order that we did it in. So I haven't actually done this one live yet. We filmed a video clip though. So if you want to watch there's a YouTube clip of it. And that I did sneakily have someone calling out some of the animals for me so that I could remember. But well, coming to you soon live, I will do it. I will do it.
It seems like you could take a few liberties with that song if you don't remember, as long as you don't say what that animal actually does.
That's true, but we do get it right in the choruses.
Okay, gotcha.
So there is kind of have to get it. But you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all in the fun of it. And kids do love it. I've had a lot of great feedback from this particular song as well.
I can totally
especially when
see
they've
that.
Seen me make the joke at the live show to then know that there's a song that kind of gets to extend that joke. It's been a good one.
All right. Well, we're going to play it now. Here it is. Does a Duck Go Woof by Emily Hu.
Does a duck go woof?
No.
Does a sheep go roar?
No.
Does a lion go quack?
No.
Can you think of any more? Does a cow go baa?
No.
Does a cat go moo?
No.
Does a dog meow?
No.
Can you tell me what they do? A duck goes quack, and a sheep goes baa. A lion goes roar. That's right so far. A cow goes moo, and a cat meows. A dog goes woof. I think we're getting it now. Does a horse go oink?
No.
Does a mouse go neigh?
No.
Does a pig go buzz?
No.
Can you tell me what they say? Does a bee go ribbit?
No.
Does a snake go squeak?
No.
Does a frog go hiss?
No.
Can you tell me how they speak? Of course a horse goes neigh. Goes squeak, squeak, squeak. A pig goes oink,
oink, oink.
That's right, I think. A bee goes buzz, and a snake goes hiss. A frog goes ribbit. That's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. Woof.
And that was Does a Duck Go Woof? All right, the next song we're going to talk about is called Like an Elephant. Tell us about Like an Elephant.
Well, one of the things as an auntie that I love to do when I'm babysitting is pretend to be different animals with my nieces and nephews. And it's been a game that we've done for ages and it's very fun. And so there's, in part, it's that kind of live experience with kids. And then another part is just, you know, wanting to have songs that children can engage with both live, but also as they're listening. And an elephant, you know, has a lot of amazing features that can be copied and enacted, and it makes a cool sound. And so it's been really great. And the other thing is I did a live show at a zoo, at Sydney Zoo last year. And that was around the time that we were finishing off the album. And I think, I'm not sure if we had written Elephant at that point, but we then wrote another song called At the Zoo, so that we had more songs on theme, because sometimes that's what it is, you know. I did my first ever Christmas song came from, I got a Christmas gig and I had like three songs at that point and none of them were Christmas, and I went, guys, we got to write a Christmas song because I've got a Christmas show. So Elephant came out of there, and I've done it every live show since December last year, because it's also one of those ones that kids love to do. And I tell you what, there is nothing like being on stage with a crowd of 3-year-olds all pretending to be elephants. It's very that fun.
Sounds like a scene. Absolutely.
Yes. So please join in as you listen.
All right, let's check it out. Here it is, Like an Elephant by Emily Hu.
All pretend we're elephants. Everybody walk like an elephant. Everybody move real slow. Wave your trunk around. Make an elephant sound. Everybody walk like an elephant. Great elephants, everyone. What else do elephants do? Oh, I know. Let's all flap our ears like an elephant. Everybody move real slow. Wave your trunk around. Make an elephant sound. Let's all flap our ears like an elephant. Let's walk like an elephant, let's go. Let's move like an elephant, real slow. Let's play like an elephant, let's sway like an elephant. We'll walk like an elephant, let's go. Everybody walk like an elephant. Everybody move real slow. Wave your trunk around. Make an elephant sound. Everybody walk like an elephant. Let's all flap our ears like an elephant. Everybody walk like an elephant.
That was Like an Elephant, and our next song is Sing-Along Song. So talk to us about this one.
Yes, Sing-Along Song is all about all of the different, or some of the different feelings that we have as humans. And the idea came from, I work with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra here in Sydney, doing music education work, so teaching people about the instruments and things like that, and also just other sort of educational shows, but also other shows with some of the musicians, which has been a fantastic, wonderful job. And one of the shows featured a moment where I did some like fake crying, like sobbing. I can't even remember. Oh, it was just, I'd gone on this adventure and we hadn't found the thing I was looking for. Anyway, so I'm on stage going like, oh no, and doing like fake crying. And the kids just like lost their minds. A mixture of, oh no, poor Emily who, and laughing at me. because I was deliberately being silly, but you know, there are some like hyper empathetic kids who will be like, don't worry, you can do it.
Bless
you
know, their hearts.
I know. I still remember this one kid being like, don't give up on your dreams. And I still think about that sometimes when I feel sad. I go,
a motivational speaker in the making right there.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a very long-winded way of talking about this song. But because of that moment, I had adults, like parents and people in the audience saying like, oh, gee, your fake crying is really funny and really great. And I'm like, okay, maybe that's an idea for a song. So that coupled with the importance of feeling your feelings, you know, even as adults, it can be a really hard thing to do to actually feel your feelings or to let, you know, anger come through or sadness come through and to feel them and display them and work through them. And yeah, I think as a grown-up person dealing with my own feelings and experiences and stuff, I was really drawn to the idea of how can we just like remind kids that it's okay to feel your different feelings. So each element of the song is a chance to sing along, but it's also feeling those different things and I guess an acknowledgement that as people we do feel, and it's okay to, and it's also fun to. And again, doing this one live, my gosh, telling kids to pull grumpy faces is just the best idea I've ever come up with. It's so funny. I just, because I'll go like, show me your grumpiest face. And they like cross their arms and they're like, and I just nearly lose it every time because they all grumpy face or like, you know, exaggerated sad face. And obviously I don't want them to feel grumpy or sad in real life in that moment. I want them to be having fun, but kind of just the acknowledgement and the play hopefully is teaching them something and at the same time as giving them a fun experience. Whew, that was a lot. Anyway, there you go. Enjoy.
All right. Well, here it is. Sing Along Song by Emily Hu.
I feel happy today. Let's all sing a happy song. I'll sing a little and you can sing along. I love to sing a happy song. Are you ready? Here we go. Get ready, here we go. Happy, happy, happy. Sing a happy song. Happy, happy, happy. Happy, sing along. Now I feel grumpy. Let's all sing a grumpy song. I'll sing a little and you can sing along. I love to sing a grumpy song. Are you ready? Here we go. Get ready, here we go. Grumpy, grumpy, grumpy. Sing a grumpy song. Grumpy, grumpy, grumpy. Grumpy, sing along. Oh, now I feel sad. Let's all sing a sad, sad song. I'll sing a little and you can sing along. I love to sing a sad, sad song. Are you ready? Here we go. Get ready, here we go. Sad, sad, sad. Sing a sad, sad song. Sad, sad, sad. Sad, sad, sing along. Oh, now I feel silly. Let's all sing a silly song. I'll sing a little and you can sing along. I love to sing a silly song. Are you ready? Here we go. Get ready, here we go. Silly, silly, silly. Sing a silly song. Silly, silly, silly. Silly, sing along. Now I feel sleepy. Let's all sing a sleepy song. I'll sing a little and you can sing along. I love to sing a sleepy song. Are you ready? Here we go. Get ready, here we go. Sleepy, sleepy, sleepy. Sing a sleepy song. Sleepy, sleepy, sleepy. Sleepy, sing along.
That was Sing Along Song. Off We Go is next. Tell us about this one.
So this one is another action song where you can have fun pretending to ride these different things or drive these different things. Kind of a classic thing to do with kids, you know, pretending to drive in a car, pretending to be an airplane. So in that sense, I guess it's fairly straightforward and a lot of fun. I think this was one of the first songs we came up with for the album. And I think it's one of my top favorite Emily Hu songs. So see what you think.
All right. We will let everyone out there be the judge. Here it is. Off We Go by Emily Hu.
We should play a game. Are you ready? Let's pretend we're driving, driving a school bus. Let's pretend we're driving, off we go. Let's pretend we're riding, riding a motorbike. Let's pretend we're riding, off we go, off we go. The wheels are spinning round and round, off we go. Pretending is so much fun. Let's pretend we're flying, flying a jet plane. Let's pretend we're flying, off we go. Let's pretend to blast off, just like a spaceship. Let's pretend to blast off, off we go, off we go. Great job, everyone. What else can we do? Let's pretend we're driving, driving a tractor. Let's pretend we're driving, off we go. Let's pretend we're riding, riding a scooter. Let's pretend we're riding, off we go, off we go. The wheels are spinning round and round, off we go.
And that was Off We Go. All right, last song we're going to feature here is called All You Have to Do Is Dream. Tell us about the song and what inspired it.
This, fun fact, this is the lowest note that Emily Hu has ever sung. Right at the beginning, I start with a really low voice. Naturally, I'm an alto in terms of normal singing. But generally in our songs, we've tended to go in my upper register just because it makes sense too. And I guess Emily Hu's voice lives up there as opposed to just normal Emily. Split personality. Sorry, I was just acknowledging how crazy I sound. But anyway, this song kind of needed, it felt like it needed to have that lower register. And I think we wanted to kind of bring back that theme about being, you can be anything you want, but you can also dream anything you want. You know, you can imagine, you can use your imagination and you can let your imagination go wild. And that is a encouraged and exciting thing. So I think it's kind of about that development of imagination. And I really love this song. It's quite different. It's quite a different Emily Hu song to some of the others. It's more kind of in the lullaby realm, or at least slower song. realm, quite different to the other ones you've heard today, which are more kind of, upbeat and action. But I love the idea of, I love reading and I love imagining things as an adult. So I think hopefully, no matter your age, you can listen and be inspired to dream big.
Well said. All right, well, we're going to play it. Here it is. All You Have to Do is Dream by Emily Hu.
Would you like to paint a rainbow? You can. Would you like to catch a star in your hand? Would you like to ride a dragon and go dancing on the
That was All You Have to Do is Dream. That wraps up our song features. The album is called Let's Pretend. So Emily, let everybody know where they can stream, download, or purchase that album and how they can find and connect with you.
Amazing. Well, thank you for listening to that snapshot of the album, everybody. I'd love for you to share it with any little people in your life. It should be on all of the streaming places. Please let me know if it's not on one that you go looking for it. So it should be on all the streaming places. I've got some songs have video clips on YouTube. I'm slowly going through and making more. So if you subscribe on to my YouTube channel, there'll be more from that album. But of course, as I mentioned, there's three other albums worth of music as well. And I have a website, emilyhu.com.au, and that has links to all of my various pages, Instagrams and Facebook and things, as well as if you do happen to be listening in Sydney, it has my upcoming concert dates. And if I ever make my way over there, then I will put up that I'm coming there as well on the website. So, and I've got a subscriber newsletter on there as well that you can sign up to if you're interested to keep up to date with Emily Hu News. But thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the music.
Wonderful. Well, Emily, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure meeting you and learning about you, and thank you for sharing your album and your song.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.